With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden says there must be a path forward for peace once the Israel and Hamas crisis is over, and he's calling for renewed efforts for the so-called two-state solution. But Saturday at the Republican Jewish Coalition Summit in Las Vegas, GOP presidential contenders criticized the president's Israel policy and what they saw as a failure by Democrats to sufficiently condemn anti-Semitism across the United States. Former President Trump, for example, believes the violent Hamas attack would not have happened if he were still in the White House.
You've got to be strong. Otherwise, they're going to be taking over and they're going to be doing things that you wouldn't even believe. When I'm back in the White House, America's enemies will now once again, and they're going to know it, that if you try to kill our citizens, we will kill you. We will kill you.
Vivek Ramaswamy said Israel should feel free to abandon the myth of the two-state solution, while Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says, if elected, he will not allow refugees from Gaza to live in the U.S. Also at SRNnews.com, this week the Federal Reserve will decide just what to do about interest rates. Should they be raised again to combat persistent inflation?
The central bank has already hiked rates 11 times since March of last year, raising the cost of borrowing for homes and cars. While at more than 20%, the average credit card rate has hit an historic high. This at a time when skyrocketing prices have forced many people to rely more heavily on credit cards to make ends meet. The general consensus among economists is that the Fed will refrain from raising rates at Wednesday's meeting while not closing the door on the possibility of future rate hikes in the not-too-distant future. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Hong Kong court dismissed a gun charge against a Washington state senator arrested after he carried a gun into the Chinese territory. This is SRN News. Results are in from a survey finding out what American teens think about God and the Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, which are less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidate statements. This is SRN News. The World Series this year has an unusual feel to it.
25 years after they first met as college students at Princeton, Chris Young and Mike Hazen facing off now in the Fall Classic. Hazen in year number 7 as general manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, Young in his third year as GM of the Texas Rangers. The two played baseball at Princeton, and Young, who stands 6'10", also played basketball. Game 3, Monday night in Phoenix, the series all tied at one game apiece. Jason Walker reporting.
A Georgia man's been arrested in connection with the death of the great-nephew of the late singer Nat King Cole. The 31-year-old was stabbed to death in Atlanta September 14th. Investigators have charged another man with murder. The deceased was the grandson of Freddie Cole, one of Nat King Cole's three brothers. SRN News.